Hi, this is Brett McFall, and I have Stephen Pearce with me on the phone. Now, Stephen Pearce utters this to the audience. Most of the times when he speaks, this is what he says. Today is going to be the brokest day of your life. Quite a claim. But boy, does he deliver. Stephen's presentations, he's actually been with us at World Internet Summit for a few of the events. He spoke at our events around the world, and he is loved by every single audience. So much so that he's been voted best speaker in London and in Sydney, and I'm sure there's a few more best speaking awards to come his way. He's a master at marketing, a fantastically strategic brain, has all the tactics as well, and this guy can create ideas which at first appear invisible. He makes it visible and can show you the easy path. Welcome, Stephen Pearce.
Well, thank you, Brett. A pleasure to be here, as always.
You are certainly a performer on the internet and one of the most successful in the world, I would say.
I would like to think so, and I would like to think that we're getting more and more successful. I appreciate that. That's excellent.
Well, you certainly do seem to do the right things, and one thing I do like is that you make it very easy for the customer, the attendee, to understand what you're doing and where you're going.
Right.
But I want to ask you a question. Why is the internet so important to you?
Well, it's important to me because it was one of the main avenues that allowed me to go from, you know, being bankrupt and broke and, you know, and homeless and from a very negative position to having an opportunity, actually an equal opportunity to make of my life whatever it is I wanted to make of it. I think it's one of the easiest, most accessible means that allows every single person, you know, that's alive an unprecedented opportunity to improve their lifestyle, live their dreams or whatever. So it's really an opportunity that I have to continue to be grateful and thankful for because of what it's allowed for me to experience as well as my family and a lot of people that I've been fortunate enough to be friends and associates with.
Yeah, so it's given you a lot of freedom, Stephen.
Absolutely, a ton of freedom and a choice to work hard and to work smart.
Yeah, see, working smart's the key, isn't it? Really, the internet is really all about working smart.
Yeah, and I think that it's probably the easiest medium available to facilitate working smart. And I think with the right guidance from people who've been there, done that, and are experiencing success, which is one reason why I really, really appreciate what it is you guys are doing with the tours of the different seminars, bringing people together that can show people how to navigate this internet terrain and, you know, start building extra incomes or start building full-time incomes or becoming wealthy, you know, whatever their choice is, whatever path they want to follow. So, I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity.
Indeed it is. Now, Stephen, what do you want people to know most about you?
I would say that that I actually look to create value, change lives, create wealth, and I'm leaving a legacy. That my whole thing is that, you know, I've been fortunate, and I'm sharing with people what it is I know so that they can have the same opportunity, you know, that I have to, you know, turn their life into whatever it is they want it to be. And I think that that kind of sums up what it is I'm really about. Now, I do all these different things from optimization and all that, but that's just a means to the business that I believe that I'm in, which is the dream fulfillment business. You know, because when I look at people, when I talk to people, and we're speaking to people, everybody in there has a dream. Everybody has something that it is they're looking to get to. And it's through the internet, you know, because I always look at a person, they have a goal, they have a strategy, and they have an issue. Everybody has these different goals. They have a strategy. For many people that are listening, their strategy is, hey, I can probably accomplish my goals and reach these certain financial targets, you know, via the internet. But then the issue is, well, how do you get it done, and how do you get it done efficiently in the least amount of time with the least amount of effort, and do it extremely, extremely smart. And that's where, you know, we come in, you know, being in this dream fulfillment business. I look to show people exactly what it is that I do, you know, not just trying to make up stuff, but show people what it is I do and, you know, let them see that they can actually do it themselves. So when people look at me, I want them to be like, man, you know, that guy creates value, he changes lives, he creates wealth, and he's leaving a legacy.
Yeah, and I've actually seen you on stage go live to one of your merchant accounts and show the attendees in the audience what you've actually brought in the last month.
Yeah, I'll do that. And we have five bank accounts, 7 merchant accounts and all kinds of other miscellaneous things that go on. And all I do is I go into one and show them one account. That's not even the full merchant account. That's just one processor account for one website and one product to show them, you know, what's possible with just one thing. And, you know, and then you take that and you multiply it times, you know, tons of different sites. I mean, we produce over 200 different products. Now, of course, they all perform at different levels. But, I mean, it's the opportunities that are out there are just amazing. And I like to do that to show people that I don't just go out and talk and sell stuff, which is a really, you know, a big part of my life because I like meeting people and I like presenting them with the opportunity to take home with them the kind of navigation and guidance that I'm not able to give them all in one quick setting at the events. But, you know, the part of that is to help them to be able to see and get a closer, more intimate day-to-day look on how to actually do this. Because once you learn how to do that, I really believe, you know, Brett, the skill that you developed, the skill that we developed, and the skill that a lot of our peers have developed is something that nobody can ever take away from us. So it doesn't matter what happens. This is something people can't take away from. See, people that are listening, they probably have a job, and they may have a good job, and it's great, and they're taking care of their family, and maybe they're experiencing some degree of freedom. The thing is, though, when it's time for them to retire, it's very difficult, if nearly impossible, to hand that job or skill that they developed over to, you know, a family member or a sibling or one of their children or even their spouse to kind of carry it on and build a legacy from it. Whereas the skills that we've developed are things that we can get the family involved with, we can bring friends in on with, we can pass on to other people so that they can take it and you can actually build something huge. So when you decide that you don't really want to do this business anymore, or you want to retire, or you want to, you know, back off and spend more time in your leisure than you do in building businesses, it's something that will never disappear. So in your retirement, the checks don't disappear. It's not about pensions. It's not about retirement funds the way people normally think about it, but it's about continuing to have a business that continues to not just make the same amount of money you were making while you were actively involved, but it continues to grow when you're not involved, and other people that you were able to bring in can continue to forge forward. So, I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity.
And it sounds like an investment of a whole nother level. And we know about real estate, we know about shares, but what you're talking about is a return on your money that can not only increase it any time you wanted to, but then become like passive with other people also helping you to market your products and grow your business.
Yeah, I think there's great opportunities in real estate. There's great opportunities in network marketing. There's great opportunities in the stock markets and the financial markets. I really, really believe, though, that the opportunities that present themselves in the internet markets as far as, you know, using the internet as a channel to, you know, buy and sell on eBay, to buy and sell products as affiliates, and to create your own products and develop these different websites and things like that. I think personally, it's the greatest opportunity ever. Think about it. Real estate has been around for a while, and it's created millionaires and billionaires. Network marketing has been around for a while, and it's created all kinds of, you know, multimillionaires. And, you know, the stock market has created, you know, tons of millionaires and billionaires. However, we're living in a day and age where there's more millionaires being created than any other point in time in history, and they're getting younger and younger, and technology and the Internet has facilitated it. So it's without question that the Internet is our opportunity unlike any other opportunity presented to mankind ever. So, I mean, to me, this is an amazing thing for everybody to get involved with and see for themselves firsthand, not just listening to me, but get involved, have some fun, you know, get your hands dirty and enjoy this process and be able to see for yourself what the Internet can give to you, because it's willing and ready to give everybody that's willing to do some simple things, whatever it is they want, but you have to first know what it is to do, which is what we go around and teach people. Know what it is to do, and then do it consistently and have fun, and then go ahead and reap the rewards from it.
Okay, so are you seeing beginners, Stephen, actually get up, running, and making money?
Absolutely. We have a guy that got into a program that we had introduced him to, and he was talking. He was sharing. I actually just got this email from him. He's from Asia. Just got the email from him about a week and a half ago, and he sent an email. He said, listen, I want to let you know that, you know, I've been kind of lazy about the modules and haven't really done everything that I was supposed to do, but I wanted to let you know that I did some of the things you said, and I made $5,000 in 1 week. Now, granted, that's not typical, but, I mean, it's an example of what's possible when somebody's just getting started. Now, we have people that, you know, after a few weeks, you know, they're getting things going, but they haven't made any money. But, you know, a month later, a month and a half later, now they have this money that's starting to come in. But yet they've never had a website before. They've never sold a product on the Internet before. They've never had their own business. They don't even know how to put up a website. But they're able to follow simple instructions. I mean, I tell people, if you can learn how to ride a bike, if you can learn how to drive a car, and if you can read, then you can get on the Internet and build a business and create whatever kind of additional revenue, full-time revenue, or wealth it is you're looking to create. Because it's really about understanding the principles that we all operate within and then understanding the specific processes that are critical to producing profits and then just duplicating those and doing them again and again and again and then just reaping the rewards from obeying the processes that we all have to follow.
I mean, what you're talking about there, Stephen, you know, let's say this example of a person using some of your ideas, some of your strategies, making $5,000 in his first week. I mean, this, if somebody at home is listening, they could be like trying to get a $5,000 raise, you know, from their job. And what you're saying is the potential of being able to bring in that sort of money, the money that they'd be trying to get from an employer, you know, perhaps groveling to their employer to try and get a $5,000 raise, lucky if they could get it. And suddenly you're saying there's this other system, another way that could make this happen almost automatically because you're using the Internet to do most of the work for us, but all we're going to do is train our brain.
Yeah, that's it. It's about being introduced to, you know, what it is we know. I mean, people can be on the outside looking in. I'm sure a lot of people look at you, Brett, and they admire you. They look at what it is you're able to do with writing copy and doing seminars and producing products. And it's like, wow, that's amazing, you know, and people may admire you and be like, man, they wish they can do what it is that you do. And the fact is, they can't. They just need to know what it is you do. And instead of trying to sit on the outside and guess what it is you do and try to emulate what it is you do, and there's nothing really wrong with emulating, but what they need to do is they need to come belly to belly with you to a certain extent and learn from you firsthand what it is you're doing. And then take that knowledge, go and execute it, to develop their own personal skill to be able to do what it is you're doing, and then they're going to be able to replicate it, you know, the results, if not equal to yours, probably close, if not better, and start to see and experience for themselves firsthand that, listen, they themselves can do this. Now, you know, if somebody's making $25,000 or $50,000 a year, and they add an extra $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 per year to their, you know, to their pocketbook because of some websites that they put up, I mean, that's a huge, you're talking about a race, that's almost doubling your income, and that's not going to happen for most people where they're working unless they do a completely different, you know, job change to something that's going to give them that much more money. And this is something that could be done part-time, you know, I mean, part-time, you know, if you will. And it's fun. It could be done on the weekends. It could be done with your family, by yourself. It could be done sitting in your leisure in front of your computer or your laptop. It can be done in airports. It could be done at your local coffee shop. It can be done, you know, anywhere. That's one of the amazing things. If you have a laptop, if you have access to the Internet, you can follow instructions. You can end up building an Internet business or Internet-based business, that is, from anywhere in the world and reap the same rewards that a lot of us are reaping, again, just by knowing what it is we know. And here's the thing, right? When I talk to people, I mean, I like to ask people, do you know anybody that's making twice as much as you? And, you know, people say yes. And if somebody says no, I'm like, well, you need to get new friends because we all should know people that make a whole lot more money than us so that we can learn from them because they've obviously accomplished things and know certain things that we may not necessarily know. And it's not that you don't have friends that are making less than you or equal to you, but it's always good to have somebody that's at that next level. And I ask, okay, so do you know anybody that's making three times as much as you? And those, you know, people be like, yeah, but, and then I ask both of you, three times, matter is matter, very clear life, and so that's why I say, how do you do three times? The question of your life is, you need marginally, densely, the bigger numbers in a very significant one. And that's some of the things that we come together, Brett, with you and with Tom and everybody else when we do these tours to show people is not how you have to go out and make these huge dramatic changes to your life, but how you can, you know, with an extra hour a day or 90 minutes a day, you know, have some fun, start adding these activities to your life, do them consistently with focused effort and with a little patience, you'll start to see this spring of new financial life in your life that just, you know, will astound you and just blow you away. And then you're going to really want to go hardcore, and then maybe you'll keep your job, or like some people, you'll end up leaving your job and go full-time. We have a client that, you know, he's gone full-time, and his wife is 30 years old, and she's gone into retirement, so she no longer has to work. And it was all a result of being introduced to very simple strategies that we introduced him to, and he ended up building a whole business around it. And now he travels, has fun, has a full-time business, and, you know, he's living the life however it is he defines it.
Yeah, amazing changes in lives can happen once you get this knowledge under your belt. Stephen, what do you find the easiest to sell?
Information. And that's because people, regardless of how much information is out there, people want more and more information. And I really don't believe that we can create enough information for the people that want it. So it's something that's easy to buy. The margins are amazing. You can put them in digital format, which means you don't have to physically ship anything if you don't want. Putting it in a digital format means you can take a Word document and put it into an Adobe PDF document, and when somebody buys it, they're able to instantly download it, so you don't have to physically be there handling any of this. So when you think about it, your website is handling everything. It's processing the traffic. It's processing, you know, people that opt in or subscribe to your newsletter. It's processing their orders. It's delivering their products. It's following up on them, whether they're, you know, looking for more information or they just made a purchase. It is doing all of this, whether you're awake or you're asleep, whether you're at your computer or you're playing video games or spending time with the family or doing whatever it is you want to do. Now, granted, there's other products you can do that with, even with physical products that you can ship. I just find that on the Internet, one of the fastest things you can sell and one of the easiest things you can sell in just about any market is information. And one reason that may be the case is that the Internet is an information-driven environment. I mean, even if somebody's going to go buy a physical product like an automobile, they'll first go to the Internet and look to do research on an automobile or do price comparisons on a different product or to look for feedback from different people, you know, who have had this product or had a certain experience with a service. And just on that alone, you can build, you know, a product. You know, maybe you sell Stairmasters or something like that in a physical, you know, shop someplace, or maybe you sell them online. And there's like 21 different lines of Stairmasters. You put together a document or a report that has a comparison of features and benefits and durability and results and what people say about it, et cetera. And maybe you sell them all, maybe you sell some of them, but you put together this information. Whether you sell it or not, it's not the point. People will download it, and they'll look at the information. They'll find it to be valuable. They'll probably build an affinity to you for it because they really appreciate it. They make a buying decision. And if the information was really good, guess what? They probably end up making that, you know, purchase from you. You know, but if not, at least you know they're interested in Stairmasters and health and fitness, so you can go back to them and smell them information on fitness programs, diet programs, and supplements, and all kinds of other stuff. But it all started, once again, with, you know, information that was targeted towards their interest, even though that interest was a physical product. We can still use information to build huge businesses, whether we give it away for free or we have people to buy it.
What's the biggest mistake you see people make on the Internet?
Trying to get rich overnight, and because they buy into the idea that you know, you can do $1 million in a day or you can do $1 million in a month. And you want me to say something? It's an idea to buy into because it's possible, but we have to understand what that process looks like to make that happen. And, I mean, the Internet is definitely not, the culprit of the get-rich mentality. I mean, that's been around long before the Internet. I think the Internet's just facilitated it, you know, even further, because people are like, now we can really, really get rich even quicker, whereas one person wanted to get rich in 24 hours. With the Internet, they feel like they can get rich in, like, 24 minutes, you know. But that's not necessarily the case. Can you make $1 million in a day? Yes, I've done it on several occasions. But it's a process. It's about building a business. It's about understanding what it actually takes. So I really, really believe that, while I stated that, you know, it's the get-rich-quick thing, I think the underlining issue or problem or mistake is the lack of patience. I mean, we live in a society right now, Brett, that, you know, we like things to happen fast. I mean, rather it's popping something in the microwave or going to a drive-thru. I mean, we're in a very hyper-society. Everything is fast-paced, and we want things to happen fast. We want change to happen fast. We want to make more money fast. We want to lose weight fast. But the fact of the matter is, you know, fast is relative to what it is you're actually looking to get done. Listen, having a baby, you know, takes 9 months. But if you don't understand that it's going to take 9 months, you probably lose patience. Listen, you'll be 3 months in talking about, listen, this is ridiculous. I mean, come on, baby, where's the kid? I mean, come on. I mean, it's like 5 months. Are you kidding me? Let's have this thing already. But any reasonable person that understands that it takes like 9 months to have a baby is not going to be at the five-month mark losing patience. And the key thing is that they understand the process. It's just like a farmer. A farmer's not going to plant his seeds and then come out the next day frustrated, beating himself, talk about where's his crop, because he understands there's a process that's involved. I think that people wanting to get rich quick on the internet or with anything become frustrated. They find themselves hopping from one thing to the next, and day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, they continue to find themselves not in the same position, but probably in a worse position because they've lost time that they'll never get back. They burnt up resources like relationships and money that they'll probably never get back. Instead of being patient with something, understanding what success looks like, understanding what the process is, like what is the process to becoming successful on the internet, and then following that process and having patience to allow the process to work so you stick around long enough to see the fruit of your labor. Otherwise, you disappear and you run off to something else, and the things that you did invest, you know, you don't get a chance to experience any benefit from it. So while I say the get-rich-quick mentality, I think that comes from, you know, a lack of patience, and everybody wants to hurry up and get rich. But I think the people that are creating wealth and getting rich, if you want to call it that, are those, and it seems like it's happening fast, are people that understand the process and they're willing to follow the process and be patient and allow the things that are going to spring to life, you know, spring to life. I think that's one of the best things every single person can do for themselves. Understand what it is they ultimately want to get to. Understand what that process looks like. Do what exactly what it is you're supposed to do with focus, concentrated effort, with consistency, and by all means, be patient so that you can see the fruit of everything that you've invested.
Yeah, I think that is such fantastic advice, Stephen. And here's the thing. Our listener, I no doubt, works hard during the day at their job or their business. Now, if they were just to apply that same principle to the internet with some of the strategies and focus off that get-rich-quick mentality, imagine the results they could have if they just apply themselves the same way they do in their job, which a lot of the times people don't like their job, but they're still working hard at it.
Yeah, some people don't like their jobs. They're still looking and they're still working hard at it. I think that they need to be able to see a better place and look at that job not as a dead-end place, but look at it as a, you know, as that they're passing through there and they're going on to, you know, to bigger and better things that they will be, you know, they'll be happier doing, they'll be more fulfilled doing, they'll have a lot more joy doing. But that's a decision that everybody has to make individually. You know, they don't have to be stuck at that job. There's other opportunities. And I really believe, regardless of what job a person has, regardless of what gift a person has, regardless of what profession a person is in, the internet is definitely a means by which they can supplement their existing income or replace their existing income, if not multiply their existing income, by simply following very basic principles that you and I both know, Brett, that we do and that our peers do to build businesses and build that passive income that's pretty much on autopilot that, you know, as you and I sit here right now, you know, we're making money, but we're not actually out there happening to work hard per hour for it and punching clocks per se. We put certain things in place, follow certain, you know, processes, and then, you know, the internet takes over and, you know, I mean, we just experience the blessings of the internet, if you will. So it's a really an amazing thing. So if anybody's listening, they're not really happy with their job, you know what, that's fine. Allow that dissatisfaction to be an inspiration for you to look for that something else and look for that something better and explore the internet as an opportunity to exploit the gifts and talents that you have, turn it into your own income streams and revenue streams, and free yourself from the job that you feel as if you don't want to have anymore.
Stephen, you fly around the world. I've even spent some time with you myself. We've ridden elephants together.
Yes, sir. That was fun.
Camels and things like that. And basically, you know, all this money that you make comes in while you really can sit back. Now, obviously, at some stage you had a dream to make that happen, and now it is happening. How does it make you feel?
You know, words cannot even express it, Brett. I mean, give me an example. You know, I was the kind that, you know, pretty much lived a simple life. And over a year and a half ago, my wife was like, you know, she wants to move to Dallas, Texas. And I was like, you know, I'm not interested in moving to Texas. I really love Ann Arbor, Michigan, even though it's snowing out here right now. I kind of love the different seasons. And we went to Dallas, Texas, you know, by invitation to an event. And while I was out there, I was completely in love with the place. I was like, man, this place is, you know, awesome. And, you know, so my wife wanted to move out there, and I was like, okay. So we came back and we made the announcement, we're moving to Dallas, Texas. And, you know, people looking at us like we're crazy, and they didn't really take us serious. They feel like we're going to, all this stuff we have down here, think incubators and businesses and employees, we're going to pick up and leave and go to Texas. Well, just this past weekend, well, going into this past weekend, we were actually, you know, surfing the net and looking for different houses out in Texas, and we found a gorgeous place. We found actually quite a few places, but we found this gorgeous estate in Whitney, Texas, within the White Bluff Resorts. And we went to Texas just this past weekend, and we were out there, and actually it was a weekend ago. And we went to visit all the places we looked at, plus some extra places, and we decided to, my wife saw the one, and it was like, this was her dream place. It's like 12,000 square feet, so it's on 4.3 acres, $1 million estate. She wanted it, it's a done deal, it's signed, deal delivered. Now, the interesting thing is that we're going to be actually torn when we're supposed to be moving in, so we actually won't be, you know, fully settled into the house until the summer when we get back from Asia. But here's the thing. So the bottom line is we bought $1 million, 4.3 acre estate with a 12,000 square foot house. But I used to, you know, live in a trailer. I have a picture of me in front of a trailer in my diapers. I was probably like 1 year old or something like that. You know, I don't have a college degree. I don't have a high school diploma. I was bankrupt. I was homeless. I've been shot. And I had a whole lot of things in my life previously that completely fell apart. So I went from all of that to being able to, you know, give my wife these different things. And granted, I love the place, too. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. But to be fortunate and blessed to be able to have that, I mean, it just really shows you what is possible, you know, with the Internet. I mean, granted, this is something that we're doing. I know tons of, you know, well, not, I'm not going to say tons, but I can count them on two hands. People that, you know, went off and bought their, you know, their million-dollar homes. But the one thing we all have in common is that we all sell stuff on the Internet, mostly information products. You know, I know guys, they go off and buy their Ferraris. A friend of mine just went and bought himself an Aston Martin and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And another friend of mine went off and bought a Lamborghini. I have a friend, he bought a $2.5 million house, much smaller, though, but it's on the beach in California. And you know what? I mean, hats off to those guys. You know, they're living the life that they want to live, and they're enjoying themselves. They're having fun. And here's the thing. Every single one of us are selling information products on the Internet. So, and there's nothing really special about any of us. You know, I mean, if anything, we do some very simple things that everybody can do, and we do them consistently, I mean, with a high degree of redundancy, and, you know, we get to enjoy, you know, the benefits for those. I don't take it for granted. At least I try not to take it for granted, and I try not to oversimplify, you know, what it is. I do believe that it's easy to make, you know, become wealthy or make money on the Internet, but I believe that we have to be focused, we have to be consistent, and we have to be patient, three things that seem to be in short supply in most people. But the bottom line is, it's possible. The question of is it possible is not really the question, because it's definitely possible. I think the real question is, you know, who's going to step up and do it, you know, to the point where they get the results and not just bail out if they don't get the results, you know, fast enough.
Very, very true. Congratulations to you, Stephen. You've certainly come a long way, and you are a true giver. I know that from personally, that when people are at the events, they really can access you, and you don't hold anything back. Whatever question they ask, you give them the full answer. So congratulations to you, Stephen. You deserve everything, my friend.
Well, I think I appreciate that, my friend.
Now, last question is, what can people expect to hear from you at World Internet Summit?
Well, you know, that's interesting, and I've been thinking about what it is we talked about at the prior Internet Summit, like the seven steps to selling information products for big profits, and I've thought about all the different things, and I'm kind of synthesizing down, you know, the key. I'm like, you know, when it comes to, you know, making this thing work on the Internet, there's so many different things you can do, and there's so many different elements that, you know, are important. What would a beginner, what would a person who has no experience on the Internet, who pretty much has nowhere to start, they have no product, they don't know how to write copy, they don't have any partners or anything, what is this one thing, what is the thing that they would need to develop, what is the skill that they would need to develop, the thing that if they develop this, they would basically be able to get multiple checks to their door and be able to make tons and tons of money again and again and again. Just the one thing, not all the multiple things they can do. In fact, the one thing that if they got this right, they can go off and learn all the other skills. And I thought about that, and I looked at, you know, my life, and I looked at what it is, you know, we've been doing. I looked at, you know, our friends and what it is they do, and pretty much analyzing what everybody's doing, and just looking at, you know, what is the key to this person's success? What is the key to that person's success? And I even talked to some of them, and I look at what we're doing, look at our clients, and I'm like, okay, where the clients struggle, and then where the clients succeed, and what it is I've come to, the point that I found was the real profit critical thing, the one thing that if you develop this one thing, you will become unstoppable in being able to create all kinds of revenue. In fact, if you develop this one thing, you became really good at this one thing, it doesn't matter how much a person is making right now, this year, I really, really believe they could equal that on the Internet, if not double that, over the period of a year. Because this skill is that important. It's the one skill that without it, not a single website will make money, not a single person on the Internet will be able to make money, and that is the one skill. I'm not going to reveal it here. And you, Brett, you probably already know what it is. In fact, I know you know what it is, but I'll leave a little mystery here for those that are listening. But it's that one skill that I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to show people the different dimensions of that skill and how they can develop it and walk out of the room from the environment and be able to start using it immediately.
Well, that's pretty exciting stuff, and I think just coming along to see your presentation alone could be worth the whole seminar.
Well, I would like to think so.
Good, well, we look forward to seeing you at World Internet Summit, Stephen.
I look forward to seeing you, man. It's always good seeing you. And you know what, Brett? There's one thing I always say is kind of nice. That's between Brett and I, but it's kind of nice.